My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star of the Capitol Stamps, Washington's premier musical, Satyrus. And Elena, you've had a week since we've last talked. What rhymes with Petraeus?
We were worried once the election was over that we wouldn't have much material, so we really do appreciate that people always come through for us on these things. I can't even keep these players straight, though. I wrote a song about Petraeus on Monday, and it had to be changed like almost every day this week because, you know, you kept adding people and shirtless photos and whatever.
Yeah, this is a skit that's going to require quite a few different characters. And as I recall from previous conversations, there's not usually a lot of prominent roles for the ladies, so there's two of them in this one, right?
Yeah, that's right. And the guys usually get to play all the sleazy characters, so this is like a breakthrough for the women. Yes.
You're enjoying this way too much. So we'll look forward to seeing what you come up with on that one. I'm sure you've been burning the midnight oil trying to figure out exactly what does.
We will try. We've written a song to Modern Major General, and we will try to get it to you next week. So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime...
in the meantime, while there are new stories like that, there are stories that just keep coming back over and over and over again. And Elena, I don't know if you enjoy watching bands comprised of 70-year-old men tour the country, but if you do, the Rolling Stones are back at it, apparently.
The Rolling Kidney Stones, that's right.
Yes.
50th anniversary. Where were you 50 years ago? Not here, I guess.
Yeah, not in existence. And I'm going to go out and not even ask you and just assume that you weren't either.
The Capitol Steps had our 30th anniversary, so, you know, I guess I was a row.
You co-founded the group as a young child. I'm not buying any of
yes,
this.
Yes, I was an egg at the time.
So, just to tell you about the staying power of the Rolling Stones, a version of this song was on a Capitol Steps CD, what, in the mid-90s?
We thought they were old then. So we did this song about how old they were when they were still touring.
Yes.
And I think they sang at the Super Bowl one year, and we did it then. They thought they were old then. So we're going to bring this back in honor of their 50th anniversary tour.
Here we go.
Hello out there! Are you too old for today's tuneless music? Well then, get out your classic rocker and roll as we present those granddaddies and grandpa straight from the Super Bowl. The Rolling Stones!
Fifty years of rock and roll gave me high cholesterol. I called my doctor, he says I need Oplasty. From my toes up to my ears, Oplasty.
Before my veins all disappear.
That's right, take a walker on the wild side with this cane-pounding, gum-gnashing rock.
I've got a bald spot and I want to paint it black.
Give me some Elmer's glue, I want to glue it back.
My locks are thinning there with every passing year.
And now I part my hair an inch above my ear.
Oh, they've really got a poly grip on things, haven't they?
My spine is stuck from too much hip gyration. My lips are disconnected from my bones. I can't eat food that's Mexican or Asian. I'll get a case of rolling kidney stone. You can't always eat what you want.
Everybody now.
You can't always eat what you want.
But if you're smart instead and bake some bread, you'll eat what you need.
But wait, there's more. You also get Tiny's nut on my side, jumping hot flash, blood sugar, and this all-time classic.
Yeah, well, it used to be the things we do make the older generation look askance. But now we're golden. an oldie, so instead of planting pot, we're potting plants. Instead of getting whacked on weed, we use weed whackers on a patch of grass. And when kids on mountain bikes tear up our yards, we say, respect the older class. We're shouting, hey,
hey,
you,
you
get off of my lawn.
Hey, hey,
you,
you
get off of my lawn.
Hey,
hey,
you,
you get off of my lawn.
And remember, we take Visa, MasterCard, and Social Security cards. And if you act now, you'll also get this free Beatles retrospective, from rubber sole to rubber pants.
I get by with a little help.
I rely on a little help.
I stay dry with a little help
from Depeche.
Absolute classic from the Capitol Steps. I love, love, love that one.
It's a fun one to do. You know, the guys go out, they sort of strut around and stick their lips out like Mick and try to fall out of a tree like Keith.
So, yeah, I mean, you talk about the versatility that's required to be a member of the Capitol Steps. You got to go from the Petraeus skit to the Rolling Stones skit to a presidential skit of some kind. I mean, you got to be able to pretty much do it all, right?
You really have to have no dignity whatsoever for a basic role. You can't care. You can't care about what you look like.
Oh, wow. I guess I have already kind of asked you what else you're working on. But
we're working on the Petraeus. We're getting the wigs. We're trying to figure out, you know, what all these characters look like and who in our cast is willing to go shirtless as the FBI agent. And it's been a busy week.
Now, do most people want to be Paula Broadwell or Jill Kelly?
Well, I don't know what Jill Kelly had going for her, but it seemed like she attracted a lot of men. I don't know. That would be a, I guess that would be a good one to play.
Yeah, perhaps. Well, we look forward to that whenever we get the chance to hear it. Elena, good luck with the show this weekend.
All right, thanks. Talk to you next week.
You bet. Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their music and buy their stuff at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.